Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Happy Birthday, a piece of improv erotica written using the prompts name, Jenny, kink, water sports, location, urinal, object, belt. Content note for some quite extreme degradation, humiliation, and a lot of piss play in this one. A notice printed, laminated, and stuck on the door of the urinals in Club F. Attention guests, this bathroom setup is slightly different to ones you might be used to, so if you're a nervous pisser or you'd prefer to micturate in private, head to the bathroom opposite, where cubicles and privacy are assured. If you're happy to have an audience, and or you'd like to fuck up a slut, please read on. Inside, you'll find the standard toilet layout that you know from past events. Two cubicles, three urinals, positioned on opposite walls. Gagged and kneeling on the floor, with her hands belted behind her back, you will also find Jenny. It's Jenny's birthday today, and for her gift she made one request, to be placed on the floor of the bathroom so she could watch you lot relieve yourselves. Please don't worry, Jenny is not only entirely consenting, she has in fact nurtured this fantasy for most of her adult life, a youthful fascination which began with her peeking in through open doors of pub toilets and hanging around near the troughs at festivals, eventually building to piss play where she'd invite some of our guests from the club back after a Saturday kink event to piss on her in the comfort of her own home. She likes being degraded, you see. If you're worried about the consent issue, please feel free to ask her upon entry. Say, "Want to watch me piss?" Moan once for yes, twice for no. Or invite her to nod her head eagerly before you dive in. Maybe once you're sure she's consenting, you'd like to investigate just how horny she gets for it. Feel free to grab her crotch for confirmation. Jenny is our piss slut for the evening. You may interact with her in any of the following ways. 1. Completely ignore her. After all, she's primarily there to watch you unzip, slip your cock out of your pants and relieve yourself while she squirms with glee. If you fancy making noise while you do it, the ah of relief when you let go and start peeing is a particular favourite of hers, please feel free. 2. Slap her, with your cock or your hands, before or after pissing. She likes being fucked up, you see. 3. Call her names. Tell her how much she either pleases or disgusts you. Language-wise, it's no holds barred. Her pronouns are she-her, as in, she's a filthy bitch, isn't she? I might just take her home so I can piss in her dirty little mouth. If you have another idea that is not listed above, feel free to remove her gag and propose it to her directly. Guests who are interested in going home with Jenny later tonight so they can shower her in piss in the comfort of her own wet room, you're invited to add your details to the list we've got going behind the bar. Meanwhile, enjoy. And don't forget to sing her happy birthday while you're washing your hands. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or help me make more of it and suggest topics of your own over on patreon.com/girlonthenet. Huge thanks to the Patreon who gave me the suggestions for this piece. I had loads of fun writing it, and for this one, because it's a flash fiction, I didn't have time to write in all of the horny detail that I really wanted to, because I think there are loads of different ways I could have taken this scenario. So I thought it might be more fun to write it in this style, where it's a kind of invitation, and let your imagination pick up whichever thread feels most fun to you.